Seeker's Bible Study Course, Lesson 6, The Church. When a person is baptized for the forgiveness of his sins, he is washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Every sin that a person has ever committed is washed away by the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. He also has become a child of God because of his faith and obedience to the gospel. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. A Christian is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Remember, the Christian died to sin. Old things have passed away. The sinful man has been put to death and has been born again. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. The question most frequently asked at this point is, but what happens if I sin now? Must I be baptized again? The answer is that a person must repent of any sin which he commits and confess it to God, who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. We do have the important responsibility to make sure that we are trying our best to obey God in all things. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. In other words, once we come in contact with the blood of Jesus in baptism, his blood continues to cleanse us as we make every effort to please God, to walk according to his truths in loving obedience. Another blessing is that at the time of baptism, the Lord adds the saved person to the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. What is the church? It is not a man-made organization. The Bible portrays it as the body of Christ. Jesus died to pay the purchase price of this body of redeemed people. He purchased it with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It is so precious to him that he nourishes it and cherishes it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. The book of Ephesians discusses the church and its relationship to Jesus. Paul writes that God put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. He also writes that Jesus is the head of the church and the Savior of the body. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Paul then mentions several other things about Christ and the church. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having any spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. It is easy to see that Jesus not only loved us enough to die on the cross for our sins, but he also wants us to grow and mature as Christians. It is likewise easy to see how many churches there are. There is one head and one body, church. Paul states that very truth in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. This description makes perfect sense. After all, as human beings, each of us has one head and one body. Jesus is head over the entire church. In the New Testament, the word church is used in two senses. It is used in the sense of the entire body of believers, as we saw it in the book of Ephesians, and it also refers most of the time to a local congregation of God's people, such as the Church of the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. All individual congregations of God's people make up the church as a whole, but each congregation is Christ's church in one particular geographical area. How many different kinds of churches are there? The Bible speaks of only one. Remember, Ephesians 4 verse 4 says that there is one body. In any area today, however, one will find a number of churches, all with different names. These religious groups did not come from the Bible. Some man or group of men started them. The Lord is head over just one body. Paul wrote, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. When we were baptized for the remission of our sins, and the Lord added us to the church, we probably brought with us many ideas and practices that are false. We must learn the truths that are taught in the Bible, and our goal must be to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. When Christians began to divide themselves into separate groups in Corinth, Paul accused them of being carnal, fleshly, rather than spiritual. For when one says, "I am a Paul," and another, "I am Apollos," are you not carnal? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. Those who are saved by the blood of Christ are all in one body, His body. Unity is what Jesus prayed for. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And it is what all true believers want. We have not been placed in separate spiritual bodies that hold conflicting views. There is one body, one church. Even Jews and Gentiles who hated one another are now members of one body. Consider the following text. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off, have been made near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of division between us. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Now all people everywhere, rich or poor, black or white, male or female, can be united in the church. Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Paul goes on to say that the church was a mystery, which was hidden in ages past, but now is made known to all. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. What a privilege to be part of the church of Christ, a spiritual kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. We have several responsibilities in return. First of all, having been cleansed of sins, we must do everything we can to keep ourselves pure. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. Second, having been born again, we must grow spiritually. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. During that process, we will learn that the whole body, the church, is joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. If you have already obeyed the gospel, you are blessed indeed to be a part of the church. In the last two lessons, we will discuss worship and the Christian walk. Lesson 6 questions. Fill in the blanks with the proper answer. Number 1. The Christian confesses his sins to. Number 2. We come in contact with the blood of Christ in. Number 3. The church is the of Christ. Number 4. Jesus nourishes and cherishes the. Number 5. The word church sometimes refers to the body of believers, and sometimes it refers to the congregation. Number 6. For by one, we were all baptized into one. Number 7. Christians should be perfectly joined together in the mind and in the judgment. Number 8. When Christians are divided, it is a sign that they are. Number 9. As Gentiles, we were without, we had no, Number 10, we must keep ourselves, grow, and be sure that in the church we are a part that does its. Number 11, the church was prepared from the of the world. Mark the following statements, true or false. Number 1, there are some sins that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. Number 2, through baptism we put on Christ. Number 3, when a Christian sins, he must be baptized again. Number 4, the Lord adds a saved person to a man-made denomination. Number 5, the church has one head and several bodies. Number 6, there is only one church with Jesus being its one head. Number 7, Jesus has broken down the middle wall of division between us and made both Jew and Gentile one. Number 8, all men and women of all races can be one in the church. Number 9, being a Christian is a great privilege involving great responsibilities.